Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David Mitchell of the 12th Hour Apostolic Sabbath Training Congregation outside the 12th Hour in Liberty Hill, Texas. Today is October 30, 2016. It is Bull 30, 2020. We will start our first service today with a song entitled In the Garden. I come to the garden that now the dew is still on the roses, and the frost I hear falling on my head, the sound of your disclosing. And he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, another has ever known. He speaks and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me, within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his home, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none of him has ever known. I stay in the garden with him, the dark night around me be falling, but he bids me go to the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we shared as we tarried there, none of it has ever known.
Part 13, Yahweh's covenant with Abraham. We're going to continue on our studies. We're now in the 29th chapter of 2 Chronicles. Hezekiah cleanses the temple. Okay, it says, Hezekiah began to reign when he was 5 and 20 years old. And he reigned 9 and 20 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of Yahweh according unto all that David his father had done. He, in the first year of his reign, in the first month, opened the doors of the house of Yahweh and repaired them. He brought in the priests and the Levites, and he gathered them together into the easy street. And said unto them, Hear me, ye Levites, sanctify yourselves, and sanctify the house of Yahweh Elohim of your fathers, and carry forth the filthiness out of the holy place. For our fathers have trespassed and done that which was evil in the eyes of Yahweh, our Elohim, and have forsaken him, and have turned away their faces from the habitation of the Yahweh, and turned their backs. Also they have shut up the doors of the porch, and put out the lamps, and have not burned incense, nor offered burnt offerings in the holy place unto the Elohim of Israel. Wherefore, the wrath of Yahweh was upon Judah and Jerusalem, and he hath delivered them to trouble, to astonishment, and to hissing, as ye see with your eyes. For lo, our fathers have fallen by the sword, and our sons and our daughters and our wives are in captivity for this. Now it is in mine heart to make a covenant with the Yahweh Elohim of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away from us. Now we should be in that same position today with Yahweh, to make a new covenant with him, renew our covenant every day. To make a covenant with him so he can turn our wrath, his wrath away from Israel. My sons, be not now negligent, for the Yahweh hath chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, and that you should minister unto him and burn incense. Now, then the Levites arose, Mahath, the son of Amasa, and Joel, the son of Azariah, of the sons of the Kohathites, and of the sons of Merariah, Kish, the son of Abdi, and Azariah, the son of Jehaliel, and of the Gershonites, Joel, the son of Zimmah, and Eden, the son of Joel. And of the sons of Elasphan, Shimri, and Jeiel, and of the sons of Asaph, Zechariah, and Mattaniah. And of the sons of Heman, Jehiel, and Shimei. And of the sons of Jehutim, Shimei, and Uzziah. And they gathered their brethren and sanctified themselves, and came according unto the commandment of the king, by the words of Yahweh, to cleanse the house of the Yahweh. And the priests went into the inner part of the house of the Yahweh to cleanse it, and brought out all the uncleanness that they found in the temple of Yahweh into the court of the house of Yahweh, and the Levites took it to carry it out abroad into the brook Kidron. Now they began on the first day of the first month to sanctify, and on the eighth day of the month came they to the porch of the Yahweh. So they sanctified the house of Yahweh in 8 days, and in the 16th day of the first month they made an end. Now it's the 16th day of the first month. That was the day also Yahshua was crucified, on the 16th day of the first month. Then they went in to Hezekiah the king and said, we have cleansed all the house of the Yahweh and the altar of burnt offerings with all the vessels thereof, and the showbread table with all the vessels thereof. Moreover, all the vessels which King Ahaz in his reign did cast away in his transgression have we prepared and sanctified, and behold, they are before the altar of the Yahweh. Then Hezekiah the king rose early and gathered the rulers of the city and went up to the house of the Yahweh. And they brought 7 bullocks and 7 rams and 7 lambs and 7 he-goats for a sin offering for the kingdom and for the sanctuary and for Judah. And he commanded the priests, the sons of Aaron, to offer them on the altar of the Yahweh. So they killed the bullocks, and the priests received the blood and sprinkled it on the altar. Likewise, when they had killed the rams, they sprinkled the blood upon the altar. They killed also the lambs, and they sprinkled the blood upon the altar. And they brought forth the he-goats for the sin offering before the king and the congregation, and they laid their hands upon them. And the priests killed them, and they made reconciliation with their blood, upon the altar to make an atonement for all Israel. For the king commanded that the burnt offering and the sin offering should be made for all Israel. And he set the Levites in the house of Yahweh with cymbals, with psalteries, and with harps, according unto the commandment of David. And Abiathar the king's seer, and Nathan the prophet, for so was the commandment of Yahweh by his prophets. And the Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets, and Hezekiah commanded to offer the burnt offering upon the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Yahweh began also with the trumpets, and with the instruments ordained by David, king of Israel. And all the congregation worshipped, and the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded, and all this continued until the burnt offering was finished. And when they had made an end of offering, the king and all that were present with him bowed themselves and worshipped. Moreover, Hezekiah the king and the princes commanded the Levites to sing praise unto Yahweh with the words of David and of Asaph the seer. And they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped. Then Hezekiah answered and said, Now ye have consecrated yourselves unto Yahweh. Come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings into the house of Yahweh. And the congregation brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a free heart, burnt offering. And the number of the burnt offerings which the congregation brought was 70 bullocks, 100 rams, and 200 lambs. All these were for a burnt offering unto Yahweh. And the consecrated things were 600 oxen and 3,000 sheep. But the priests were too few so that they could not slay all the burnt offerings, wherefore their brethren the Levites did help them till the work was ended, and until the other priests had sanctified themselves. For the Levites were more upright in heart to sanctify themselves than the priests. And also the burnt offerings were in abundance with the fat of the peace offerings, and the drink offerings for every burnt offering. So the service of the house of the Yahweh was set in order. And Hezekiah rejoiced in all the people that Elohim had prepared the people, for the thing was done suddenly. Hezekiah proclaims the Passover. And Hezekiah sent to all Israel and Judah. This is in 2 Chronicles chapter 30. Well, let's go ahead now and really fast forward to chapter 34 and continue our theme with the covenant. Okay, it says, Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 130 years. And he did that which was right in the sight of Yahweh, and walked in the ways of David his father, and declined neither to the right hand nor to the left. For in the 8th year of his reign, while he was yet young, he began to seek after the Elohim of David his father. And in the 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem from the high places, and the groves, and the carved images, and the molten images. And they break down the altars of Balaam in his presence, and the images that were on the high above them. He cut down and the groves, and he carved images, and the molten images he broke in pieces, and made dust of them, and stowed it upon the graves of them that had sacrificed unto them. And he burnt the bones of the priests upon their altars, and cleansed Judah and Jerusalem. And so did he in the cities of Manasseh and Ephraim and Simeon, even unto Naphtali, with their mattocks round about. And when he had broken down the altars and the groves, and had beaten the graven images into powder, and cut down all the idols throughout all the land of Israel, he returned unto Jerusalem. Now in the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land and the house, he sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, and Messiah, the governor of the city, and Joah, the son of Johaz, the recorder, to repair the house of the Yahweh of Elohim. And when they came to Hilkiah, the high priest, they delivered the money that was brought into the house of the Yahweh. When the Levites that kept the doors and gathered at the hand of Manasseh and Ephraim, and of all the remnant of Israel, and of all Judah and Benjamin, and he returned unto Jerusalem. And they put it in the hand of the workmen that had the oversight of the house of the Yahweh, and they gave it unto the workmen that wrought in the house of the Yahweh to repair and amend the house. Even unto the artificers and builders gave they it, to buy hewn stone and timber for couplings, and to floor the houses which the kings of Judah had destroyed. And the men did their work faithfully, and the overseers of them were Jahath and Obadiah the Levites, and the sons of Merari, and Zechariah, and Meshulam of the sons of Kohathites, to sit it forward, and others of the Levites, all that could skill of instruments and music. Also they were over the bearers of the burdens, and were overseers of all that wrought the work in any manner of service. And of the Levites there were scribes and officers and porters. Okay, the book of the law is found. Now they finally found the book of the law, verse 14. And when they brought out the money that was brought into the house of Yahweh, Hilkiah the priest found a book of the law of Yahweh given by Moses. And Hilkiah answered and said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of Yahweh. And Hilkiah delivered the book to Shaphan. And Shaphan carried the book to the king, and brought the king word back again, saying, all that was committed unto thy servants, they do it. And they have gathered together the money that was found in the house of Yahweh, and have delivered it into the hand of the overseers, and to the hand of the workmen. Then Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king had heard the words of the law, that he rent his clothes. And the king commanded Hilkiah and Hakam, the son of Shaphan, and Abdon, the son of Micah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Asaiah, a servant of the king's, saying, go inquire the Yahweh for me and for them that are left in Israel and in Judah concerning the words of the book that is found. For great is the wrath of Yahweh that is poured out upon us, because our fathers have not kept the word of the Yahweh to do after all that is written in this book. And he caused all that were present in Jerusalem and in Benjamin to stand to it, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem did according unto the covenant of the Yahweh, the Elohim of their fathers. And Josiah took away all the abominations out of the countries that pertained to the children of Israel, and made all that were present in Israel to serve, even to serve the Yahweh, the Elohim, in all his days. They departed not from following Yahweh, the Elohim of their fathers. Okay, now we're finished up chapter 34. Let's see now, what is our next chapter? It'd be Ezra chapter 10, as we continue our saga with the word covenant. Ezra chapter 10. Ezra chapter 10. Then when Ezra had prayed, and when he had confessed, weeping and casting himself down before the house of Elohim, there assembled unto him out of Israel a very great congregation of men and women and children, for the people wept very sore. And Shechaniah, the son of Jael, one of the sons of Elam, answered and said unto Ezra, We have trespassed against our Elohim, and have taken strange wives of the people of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel concerning this thing. Now therefore let us make a covenant with our Elohim to put away all the wives and such as are born of them according unto the counsel of my Elohim, and of those that tremble at the commandment of our Elohim, and let it be done according unto the law. Arise, for this matter belongeth unto thee. We also will be with thee. Be of good courage and do it. Then arose Ezra and made the chief priests, the Levites, and all Israel to swear that they should do according unto this word, and they swear. Then Ezra rose up from before the house of Yahweh and went into the chamber of Johanan, the son of Eliashib. And when he came thither, he did eat no bread nor drink water, for he mourned because of the transgression of them that had been carried away. And they made proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem unto all the children of the captivity, that they should gather themselves together unto Jerusalem, and that whosoever would not come within 3 days according unto the counsel of the princes and the elders, all his substance should be forfeited, and himself separated from the congregation of those that had been carried away. And all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered themselves together unto Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the ninth month, on the 20th day of the month. And all the people sat in the street of the house of Yahweh trembling because of this matter and for the great rain. And Ezra the priest stood up and said unto them, You have transgressed and have taken strange wives to increase the trespass of Israel. Now therefore make confession unto the Yahweh Elohim of your fathers, and do his pleasure, and separate yourselves from the people of the land and from the strange wives. Then all the congregation answered and said, with a loud voice, As thou hast said, so must we do. But the people are many, and it is a time of much rain, and we are not able to stand without. Neither is this a work of one day or two, for we are many that have transgressed in this thing. Let now our rulers of all the congregation stand, and let all them which have taken strange wives in our cities come at appointed times, and with them the elders of every city and the judges thereof, until the fierce wrath of our Elohim for this matter be turned from us. Only Jonathan the son of Ashiel and Jehaziah the son of Tikva were employed about this matter. And Meshulam and Shabbatiah and the Levi helped them. And the children of captivity did so, and Ezra the priest, a certain chief of the fathers, after the house of their fathers, and all of them by their names were separated and sat down in the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. Okay, and it says, they made an end with all the men that had taken strange wives by the first day of the first month. And among the sons of the priests, they were found that had taken strange wives, namely of the sons of Jeshua, the son of Josadak and his brethren, Messiah and Eliezer and Jerib and Gedaliah, and they gave their hands that they would put away their wives, and being guilty, they offered a ram of the flock for their trespass. Those who had intermarriages, and other sons of Immer, Hananiah and Jebediah, and other sons of Haram, Messiah and Elijah, and Shemaiah and Jael and Uzziah, and of the sons of Pashur, Elonaiah, Messiah, Ishmael, Nethaneel, Josabad, and Elisha, the Elisha, and also of the Levites, Josabad, and Shimei, and Chaliah, the same is Kalita, Petanah, Judah, and Eliezer. Of the singers also, Eliashib, and of the porters, Shalom, and Telem, and Uri. Moreover, of Israel, of the sons of Perosh, Ramiah, and Jezariah, and it goes on. I'm on verse 25, and it goes on naming all of these, clear down to verse 44, that had to put away their strange wives. So there was quite a few of them there. And that brings us to the end of Ezra chapter 10. Now we go right into Nehemiah chapter 1. It says the words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, and it came to pass in the month Chislu, in the 12th year, as I was in Shushan the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days, and fasted and prayed before the Elohim of heaven, and said, I beseech thee, O Yahweh Elohim of heaven, the great and terrible Elohim that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandment. Let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if you transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though they were of you cast out unto the uttermost part of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now this is very interesting. And now these are thy servants and thy people whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. O Yahweh, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive unto the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. Okay, that ends chapter 1 of Nehemiah. And now we're going to go into our next chapter that deals with the word covenant. It'd be Nehemiah chapter 9. That's a long way to skip to. Let's see what we got there. And then the 24th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting and with sackcloth and earth upon them. And the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sins and the iniquity of their fathers. And when it says all strangers, it's talking about Gentiles, it's talking about heathen, pagans, it talks about all these here that was worshiping idols. That was the strangers they had to separate from. And they stood up, verse 3, Nehemiah 9, and they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of Yahweh to Elohim one-fourth part of the day. That's 6 hours, folks. And another fourth part they confessed and worshiped the Yahweh the Elohim. That's another 6 hours. Then stood up upon the stairs of the Levites, Jeshua, and Bani, and Kedemiah, and Shebaniah, and Buni, and Sherebiah, and Bani, and Shenaniah, and cried with a loud voice in the Yahweh the Elohim. Then the Levites, Jeshua, and Kedemiah, Bani, Hashabaniah, Sherebiah, Hodijah, Shebaniah, and Pentahiah said, stand up and bless Yahweh your Elohim forever and ever, and blessed be thy glorious name which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Thou even thou art Yahweh alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth, and all things that are therein, the sea, the seas, and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all. And the host of heaven worshipeth thee. Thou art the Yahweh, the Elohim, who didst choose Abram, and broughtest him forth out of Ur of the Chaldees, and gavest him the name of Abraham, and foundest his heart faithful before thee, and madest a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, and the Girgashites, to give it. And I say to his seed, and has performed thy words, for thou art righteous. And did see the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and heardest their cry by the Red Sea, and showed us signs and wonders upon Pharaoh, and on all his servants, and on all the people of his land. For thou knewest that they dealt proudly against him. So didst thou get thee a name as it is this day. And thou didst divide the sea before them so that they went through the midst of the sea on the dry land. And their persecutors thou threwest into the deep as a stone into the mighty waters. Moreover, thou ledest them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire to give them light in the way wherein they should go. Thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai and spake with them from heaven, and gavest them right judgment and true laws, good statutes and commandments, and madest known unto them thy holy Sabbath, and commandest them precepts, statutes, and laws by the hand of Moses thy servant, and gavest them bread from heaven for their hunger, and broughtest forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst, and promisest them that they should go in to possess the land which thou hast sworn to give them. But they and our fathers dealt proudly, and hardened their necks, and hearkened not unto thy commandments. And refused to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return unto their bondage. That thou art an Elohim ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsookest them not. Yea, when they had made them a molten calf, and said, This is thy God that brought thee up out of Egypt, and had wrought great provocation, yet thou in thy manifold mercies forsookest them not in the wilderness. The pillar of the cloud departed not from them by the day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of the fire by night to show them light and the way wherein they should go. Thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheldest not thy manna from their mouth, and gavest them water for their thirst. Yea, 40 years didst thou sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing, their clothes waxed not old, and their feet swelled not. Moreover, thou gavest them kingdoms and nations, and didst divide them into corners, so they possessed the land of Sihon, and the land of the king of Heshbon, and the land of Og, king of Bashan. His children also multiplied thou as the stars of heaven, and broughtest them into the land, concerning which thou hast promised to their fathers that they should go in to possess it. So the children went in and possessed the land, and thou subduest before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and gavest them into their hands with their kings and the people of the land, that they might do with them as they would. And they took strong cities and a fat land, and possessed houses full of all good wells, digged vineyards and olive yards and fruit trees in abundance. So they did eat and were filled and became fat and delighted themselves in thy great goodness. Nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against thee, and cast thy law behind their backs, and slew thy prophets which testified against them to turn them to thee, and they wrought great provocation. Now, this is exactly what happened at Kermit, Texas, at Gilead Center. We just read about the Bashan. In verse 22, that belonged to the Adventists today, and Carmel belonged to the Davidian Adventists, and Gilead Center belonged to the Branch Davidian Seventh-day Adventists. And this is exactly what happened. They had all of the law. They had everything. They understood it all. And they entered into a covenant to obey all that was written in that book of the law. And yet they were disobedient, rebelled against it, and they cast the law behind their backs. That's what happened down at Kermit. So the end of the Adventist legacy is the last prophet in charge of the candlestick of Laodicea cast the law behind his back, and he's the one that had the complete law restored unto him. And he restored it unto Gilead's center for all of Israel. I'm talking about all the Seventh-day Adventist spiritual Israel today. And yet, Rollis Johnson cast that law behind his back. And yet, Yahweh sent him a messenger with a message from heaven saying, repent and restore all this that you once had restored. And you cast it behind your back. I didn't say that then, but this is exactly what is meant by when I told him to restore. Because he had cast that law behind his back. There at Kermit, Texas. Therefore thou deliverest them into the hand of their enemies, to to vex them, and in the time of their trouble, when they cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven, and according unto thy manifold,
thou heardest them.
And thou heardest them from heaven, and according unto thy manifold mercies. It says, thou gavest them saviors who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. Now it goes over there in Obadiah, and it talks about saviors shall come from Mount Zion. Okay. But after they had rest, they did evil again before thee. Therefore leftest thou them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven. And many times didst thou deliver them according unto thy mercies, and testify against them, that thou mightest bring them again unto thy law. Yet they dealt proudly and hearkened not unto thy commandments, but sinned against thy judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. And withdrew the shoulder and hardened their neck and would not hear. Yet many years didst thou forbear them and testify against them by thy spirit and thy prophets, yet would they not give ear. Therefore gavest thou them into the hand of the people of the land. Nevertheless, for thy great mercy's sake, thou didst not utterly consume them, nor forsake them, for thou art a gracious and merciful Elohim. Okay, now the Levites, they make confession. Verse 32, in Nehemiah chapter 9. Now therefore our Elohim, the great and the mighty and the terrible Elohim, who keep his covenant and mercy, that not all the trouble seem little before thee. They have come upon us, on our kings, on our princes, and on our priests, and on our prophets, and on our fathers, and on all that thy people, since the time of the king of Assyria unto this day. Howbeit, thou art just in all that is brought upon us, for thou hast done right, but we have done wickedly. Now to have our kings, our princes, our priests, nor our fathers kept thy law, nor hearken unto thy commandments and thy testimonies wherewith thou didst testify against them. For they have not served thee in their kingdom and in thy great goodness that thou gavest them, and in the large and fat land which thou gavest before them, neither turn they from their wicked works. Behold, we are servants this day, and for the land that thou gavest unto our fathers to eat the fruit thereof, and the good thereof. Behold, we are servants in it. And it yieldeth much increase unto the kings whom thou hast set over us because of our sins. Also they have dominion over our bodies and over our cattle at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. Alright. A covenant and those signing it. Verse 38. And because of all this, we make a sure covenant and write it, and our princes, Levites, and priests seal unto it. Then in chapter 9 of Nehemiah, in chapter 10, it says, now those that seal were Nehemiah the Teshutah, the son of Hakalah, and Zedekiah. And it names all of these names clear from verse 1 clear down to verse 28. Okay. So in verse 28 it says, and the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the porters, the singers, the Nephilim, and all they that have separated themselves from the people of the lands unto the law of the Yahweh, same thing as the covenant, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, every one having knowledge and having understanding, they clave unto their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and into an oath to walk in Yahweh's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of Elohim, and to observe and do all the commandments of Yahweh, Elohim, and his judgments and his statutes. And then it goes into verse 30 of Nehemiah chapter 10. It says, talks about the points of the covenant, and that we would not give our daughters unto the people of the land, nor take their daughters for our sons. And if the people of the land bring word of any victuals on the Sabbath day to sell, that we would not buy it of them on the Sabbath or on the holy day. What does it mean, on the holy day? That means any holy day. New moon is a holy day. Okay. And that we would leave the seventh year and the exaction of every debt. Also, we made ordinances for us to charge ourselves yearly with the third part of a shekel for the service of the house of our Elohim, for the showbread and for the continual meat offering and for the continual burnt offerings of the Sabbath, of the new moons, for the sit feast and for the holy things and for the sin offering, to make an atonement for Israel and for all the work of the house of Elohim. And we cast the lots among the priests, the Levites, and the people for the wood offering, to bring it into the house of Elohim after the houses of our fathers at times appointed, year by year, to burn up on the altar of the Yahweh or Elohim, as it is written in the law, and to bring the first fruits of our ground and the first fruits of all fruit of all trees year by year unto the house of Yahweh. Also the firstborn of our sons and of our cattle, as it is written in the law, and the firstlings of our herds and of our flocks, to bring to the house of our Elohim, unto the priests that minister in the house of our Elohim, and that we should bring the first fruits of our dough, and our offerings, and the fruit of all manner of trees, of wine, and of oil, unto the priests, to the chambers of the house of our Elohim, and the tithes of our ground, unto the Levites, that the same Levites might have the tithes in all the cities of our tillage. And the priest, the son of Aaron, shall be with the Levites when the Levites take tithes, and the Levites shall bring up the tithes of the tithes, and unto the house of Elohim, to the chambers, and to the treasure house. For the children of Israel and the children of Levi shall bring the offering of the corn, of the new wine, and the oil, unto the chambers, where are the vessels of the sanctuary, and the priests that minister, and the porters, and the singers, and we will not forsake the house of our Elohim. Okay, that ends chapter 10 of Nehemiah, and we have about 10 minutes left to go for this service. And let's fast forward to Nehemiah chapter 13, the last chapter. And it says, on that day they read in the book of Moses in the audience of the people, and therein was found written that the Ammonite and the Moabite should not come into the congregation of Elohim forever. Now, these are descendants of Lot. And Lot was a nephew of Abraham, a Hebrew. And Lot, ended up not as good as Abraham, and his descendants ended up having a curse put on them because they opposed the children of Israel, the seed of Abraham, and through Isaac. And so they got into trouble and got a curse put on them. because they met not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them that he should curse them. Howbeit, Elohim turned the curse into a blessing. Now it came to pass when they had heard the law that they separated from Israel all the mixed multitude. And before this Eliashib, the priest having the oversight of the chamber of the house of Elohim, was allied unto Tobiah. And he had prepared for him a great chamber, where aforetime they laid the meat offerings, the frankincense, and the vessels, and the tithes of the corn, the new wine, and the oil, which was commanded to be given unto the Levites, and the singers, and the porters, and the offerings of the priests. And in all this time was not I at Jerusalem, for in the 230th year of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, came I unto the king, and after certain days obtained I leave of the king. And I came unto Jerusalem and understood of the evil that Eliashib did for Tobiah, in preparing him a chamber in the courts of the house of the Elohim. And it grieved me sore, therefore I cast forth all the household stuff of Tobiah out of the chamber. And I commanded, and they cleansed the chambers. And thither brought I again the vessels of the house of Yahweh with the meat offering and the frankincense. And I perceived that the portion of the Levites had not been given them, for the Levites and the singers that did the work were fled every one to his field. Now I understand when Brother Johnson said that he had Nehemiah's commission to restore the sanctuary system back to its rightful order. Now I understand what Brother Johnson was talking about. And he called himself antitypical Nehemiah at the time. Okay. Then I contended with the rulers and said, why is the house of Elohim forsaken? And I have gathered them together and set them in their place. Then brought all Judah, the tithes of the corn, and the new wine, and the oil, into the treasures. And I made treasures over the treasures. I made treasurers over the treasuries. Shelemiah, the priest, and Zadok, the scribe, and of the Levites, Pedadiah. And next unto them was Hanan, the son of Zachor, the son of Mathaniah. For they were counted faithful, and their office was to distribute unto their brethren. Remember me, O my Elohim, concerning this, and wipe not out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my Elohim, and for the officers thereof. In those days saw I in Judah some trading wine presses on the Sabbath, and bringing in sheaves and laden asses, as also wine, grapes, and figs, and all manner of burden, which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, and I testified against them in the day wherein they sold victuals. There dwelt men of Tyre also therein, which brought fish and all manner of ware, and sold on the Sabbath unto the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah and said unto them, what evil thing is this that ye do and profane the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers us, and did not our Elohim bring all this evil upon us and upon this city? Yet you bring more wrath upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath. And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut, and charged that they should not be opened till after the Sabbath. And some of my servants sit I at the gates, that there should no burden be brought in on the Sabbath day. So the merchants and sellers of all kinds of ware lodged without Jerusalem once or twice. Then I testified against them and said unto them, why lodge you about the wall? If you do so again, I will lay hands on you. From that time forth came they no more on the Sabbath. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves, and that they should come and keep the gates, to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me, O my Elohim, concerning this also, and spare me. According unto the greatness of thy mercy. In those days also saw I Jews that had married wives of Ashdod, of Ammon, and of Moab. And their children spake half in the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Jewish language, but according unto the language of each people. And I contended with them, and cursed them, and smote certain of them, and plucked off their hair, and made them swear by Elohim, saying, you shall not give your daughters unto their son, nor take their daughters unto your son, or for yourself. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his Elohim, and Elohim made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even him did outlanguish women cause a sin. Shall we then hearken unto you to do all this great evil, to transgress against our Elohim and marrying strange wives? And one of the sons of Jehoiada, the son of Eliashib, the high priest, was son-in-law to Sanballat the Horonite. Therefore I chased him from me. Remember them, O my Elohim, because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levite. Thus cleansed I them from all strangers, and appointed the wards of the priests and the Levites, every one in his business. And for the wood offering at times appointed, and for the first fruits, remember me, O my Elohim, for good. Okay, so there you have it, Nehemiah. And this brings us to the close of our study this hour also, and we're going to close now with a song. Breath in the Soul by Elijah David. Song that I've written February 26, 2006. I used to like the things that tempted me, just like the world thought it would be. A little okay if I sample this part of blue. But just like sinning, that's what it is. Started out with a little kiss and ended up with bills long overdue. After I thought I'd had enough of sampling all that wonderful stuff, I went to the yard and threw in the towel. He asked me what changed my mind. I said, a little too much of that red wine, and besides that, feel it gets too wet to drown. For the word of the hour is breath in the soul, something that I'll never let go, something that means more than tongue can tell. Rising up early, going to bed late in the quiet hours, I meditate, and then I fall asleep, for all is well. I used to like the things that appealed to me, just like others I couldn't see. Couldn't think Yah's word to save my soul. Then one day opened his book, something that I'd longed for so, something that had never will grow old. Being led out of spirit as I began to read, I soon discovered I had a great need to be baptized in the likeness of his death. I long for the day to be like him, to be free from sin and whole again. I close my eyes and sleep red. Being born of the Spirit and washed in the blood, a quenching of y'all like nothing else does, fills you with his love now and eternally. So take hold, brother, and don't you let go. I wrap his love all around your soul, put it on display.
all this breath in the soul. Something that I'll never let go. Something that needs more than tongue can tell. Rising up early, going to bed late, and if I had hours, I meditate, and then I fall.